Several hours later, certain that everyone was deep in sleep, the boys met at the old maple tree. They had bundled themselves in winter hats, coats, and gloves, and a few of them had brought flashlights to guide the way. "It's cold," Todd complained, as they escaped the opened windblown campus and moved through an eerie pine forest looking for the cave. "Yeah, I'm a dead poet," Charlie shouted, suddenly popping out of nowhere. He had found the cave. "This is it, boys," Charlie smiled. "We're home." The boys crowded into the dark cave and spent several minutes gathering sticks and woods, trying to light a fire. The fire came to life and warmed the barren interior. The boys stood silently, as if in a holy sanctuary. "I hereby reconvene the Welton chapter of the Dead Poets Society," Neil said solemnly. "These meetings will be conducted by me and by the rest of the new initiates now present. Todd Anderson, because he prefers not to read, will keep minutes of the meetings." Todd winced as Neil spoke, unhappy but unable to speak up for himself. "I will now read the traditional opening message from Society member Henry David Thoreau." Neil opened the book that Keating had left him and read. "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to put to root all that was not life, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived." There was a long silence.